Since July, 5 patients have received fully implantable artificial hearts, and until this week the experiment had been going better than anyone expected. But now the first patient, a Kentucky man, Robert Tools, has suffered a severe stroke, and another patient has had at least a temporary setback. NPR's Richard Knox has this report.
Doctors haven't provided much detail about the other 4 patients who've received the new AbioCor artificial heart over the past 4.5 months, but they have talked quite a bit about 59-year-old Robert Tools, the first recipient, Louisville heart surgeon Layman Gray.
He started out with, in my opinion, a life expectancy of only a matter of a few days to live before we put the device in. He is as sick a person as I've ever seen.
After surgeons replaced Tools' failing heart with a battery-powered pump made out of titanium and plastic, he began a slow climb back to relative good health. Gray says the artificial heart has functioned without flaw.
There have been no mechanical problems at all in the 136 days that it's been beating. What has been very, very gratifying is his nutritional status is finally starting to get back more normal, and he's starting to gain weight. He's put on about 10 to 15 pounds in the last couple of weeks.
Last week, Tools even went out to a restaurant with the mayor of Louisville. But on Sunday evening, he suffered sudden paralysis on the right side of his body, and he lost his ability to speak. Doctors say a major artery in the brain was clogged by a blood clot, known medically as an embolus.
We think that it probably was a clot coming from somewhere, an embolus. We don't know where.
Gray says the clot could have come from within the AbioCor heart, or from one of the seams where surgeons stitched the pump to his own tissue. Tests haven't revealed the answer, but the underlying cause, doctors say, is probably that they were not able to give Tools enough blood-thinning drugs. Dr. Robert Dowling of Jewish Hospital says even patients with a routine heart valve replacement are at risk of blood clots.
Mr. Tools has not only 2 artificial ventricles, but he also has 4 artificial valves, so it's absolutely crucial in that patient population, including him and other people with foreign material in the bloodstream, to have their blood thinned. But you can't thin the blood and let someone bleed to death.
In the first weeks after his implant, Tools suffered stomach bleeding every time doctors tried to increase his blood-thinning drugs. Dowling says that problem has resolved, but the lack of adequate anticoagulation therapy probably allowed a clot to form.
Since his surgery, we've had 55% of the time where his anticoagulation has been inadequate.
Tools is back on a respirator. Gray says his prognosis is uncertain, as is his risk of a second stroke.
We can't really predict how much he's going to recover, how long it's going to take. I think what's important is the wife, the son, the family are still very, very optimistic that he will have a recovery and be able to continue.
The Louisville doctors have also been struggling to figure out a fever in the second patient to receive an AbioCor heart 2 months ago. Recently, that 70-year-old patient's temperature spiked to 107 degrees. Today it's slightly above normal, but the patient's recovery has been set back several weeks, Gray says. 3 other AbioCor patients in Houston, Los Angeles, and Philadelphia reportedly are doing well. The Food and Drug Administration must approve the next 5 implants before they can take place. Meanwhile, the Louisville doctors say some setbacks are expected in an experiment as audacious as the artificial heart. Richard Knox, NPR News.